South gets drilled with snow. If you're listening to us anywhere where you suddenly find yourself in a winter wonderland, give us a description. I saw a guy on a bike in one of the photographs just tooling along like it was a regular old day. He was covered in snow and so were the cars on the side of the road. Sad story here. The relatives of three dead professors who were gunned down by an associate are asking why, oh, why didn't the university check in to this woman's background? There were red flags all over the place, like a landmine of red flags. Imagine if this happened to you. You happen to be in a situation where you had no idea, well, I guess this is a lot of us, who you were working with. And ultimately what they were capable of doing. We'll talk about the professor's past and why people didn't at that university realize something might have been wrong. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The big story politically continues to be this one. Another one bites the dust. Senator Evan Baugh decides he's not going to go for a third term representing Indiana. Disgusted with what's happening on the Hill. He didn't use the word disgusted, but said he was disillusioned by what was going on with his colleagues and the ability to get nothing done. He's truly a centrist Democrat, popular among a lot of people on the Hill. Now, he decides to depart, to leave. He's had enough. And could it be that he wants a different office? Does he want to be governor again of Indiana? Perhaps even there have been whispers about a White House run. But this is interesting because the GOP candidate has a much stronger chance in Indiana to replace the senator when he steps away, when he retires. He's not going to run for 2010, so he's done, you know, in November, basically. At the end of the year, he's done. So they've got these announcements all over the place that are popping up right and left, and I mean right and left. And particularly with the Democrats lately, you had Chris Dodd from Connecticut. You had Patrick Kennedy from Rhode Island. You had the situation where Scott Brown steps in, takes the seat of Teddy Kennedy. And truly what you're looking at is democracy in action. You see frustrated people. And the push to get something done in Washington and the gridlock is just out of control, just ridiculous. And in particular, you had the unemployment, you had the, I think, furor over the banking nonsense. I mean, they were bank robbers is what they were. Everybody, I think, across the land is disgusted by what happened with the bonuses, taking the money, paying the bonuses and the promises. Yeah, you start to read this stuff and then you see the unemployment numbers get bigger and bigger and bigger. And truly, that there's more people that are politically active than any time that I can remember in my life, because they're furious as to what the people that they sent to Washington to represent them are doing. So thank goodness people are finally waking up. And bye-bye to Ba, and hello to somebody else filling that seat, no matter what he goes on to do. This spells more trouble for the Democrats. This is the third one. Forget about the whole majority thing, because that boat just keeps on rocking. I mean, it just keeps on rocking. And a guy who at one point was the senator from Indiana, a guy named Dan Coats, will probably, I say probably, get reelected to that spot. So that would go back to the GOP, although there's others who could come out and challenge. But what does it mean? Him stepping off the stage, what exactly does it mean for him? Does it mean that he's going on to other things? Well, sure, there's the possibility, like I said, maybe go back to governor, although he's already been there, done that. Maybe pick up on the cues of those who wanted him to run for president. Maybe, because he could go on that whole thing that I was sick of it. That's why I didn't even want to go for that office anymore. I have bigger fish to fry. Blah, blah, blah. But now Republicans are the ones who are next in line, because they've picked up at least, what is it? They now have Senate pickup possibilities in 8 states. They have that possibility now in Indiana because of Evan Baugh, what just happened there. Illinois, Delaware, Colorado, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, Nevada, North Dakota. And to take back control of the Senate, Republicans would need to have a gain, I guess a net gain of 10 seats. And Democrats, of course, have opportunities in a couple of states as well, in Ohio and Missouri and New Hampshire. But I think you're going to see the Republicans pick up some of, at least some of those seats from what we know in some of those areas. And I think it signifies a very, very scary time for Obama, because you think they wake up and they've got the majority and, the Republicans, look what they did these 8 years. And now, clearly, what does it show about Congress? And what are their interests, and what are they, you know, what are they working for? Who are they working for? Another donkey rides off into the sunset, bites the dust. So I think they've lost their way, forgetting who they represent. We the people. We the people are the government. I mean, that's the truth. And the Republicans and Democrats don't seem to want to roll up their sleeves and get anything done bipartisanship-wise, as they've done before in the past. And more people that say that they're frustrated with both sides and are more, I think, in the center, are being pushed out by the people who don't care about compromise or the people of this nation. That's why I'm always saying I'm pushing for that third party. There's got to be something better than what we're seeing, and we've seen this the last couple of years. It's not just something new, but it's been terrible in this last year and a half. Terrible. We'll see. Hate that when you forget that word. Abacus. I've got the abacus right near me, so I'm going to put it up and down, move those chips around to see what the balance ultimately is going to be. And I think the balance is absolutely, absolutely tipped. All right. Also coming up on this show, we have another version of We Can Count. Yes, indeed. And Cry Me a River. This Cry Me a River is a good one. Of course, it's a politician. That's just too much of a layup. But this time it's really, really good, I promise you. And the Olympic countdown, the countdown on the medals. How many medals have the Americans won? And how about the others, the Canadians, the Germans? Pick a country, any country. I happened to flip on and see pairs, I guess it was pairs skating or something, earlier in the evening. And, boy, the Chinese really, really seemed to dominate that, getting the gold and the silver. But what about the other sports, the finishing up of the moguls and some interesting competitions that lie ahead? I'm curious about hockey. That's probably going to be the thing to watch for me. But I'm going to give you the medal count in this hour as well. So we'll go through that, too, coming up at the tail end of the show. And, sadly, news in the air is not good. Are you too fat to fly? Southwest enforcing this weight policy, and that the only way they can judge is by the armrests. That's what they did with Kevin Smith, the well-known director who was booted from a plane. So will they make you have to sit in those seats like they do with the luggage and see if you can fit in it? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? Hang with us.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city. On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
The Nutty Professor with a gun killing three professors. What was going on in her head? And it all was about tenure. However, there were red flags all over the place, a minefield as I described it when we first came on this hour. We'll let you hear an interview that was done with her husband about how she's doing and all that other stuff and how could this happen, and you might be surprised by some of his answers. That's coming up. In the meantime, have you been watching any of the Olympics whatsoever? I find that people are not watching that much Olympics, but the ratings seem to be up when I look at those Nielsen overnights, so somebody's looking at them. You can catch them almost any time of day. 8 medals for the U.S. so far, 5 for Germany, 4 for France, 4 for Canada. The Canadians won that gold medal. That was really cool to see him get the medal in the moguls, and just the people went crazy on home soil. In the United States, with 2 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. I said last week before we went into the opening ceremonies on our show previous to that, that my prediction was for the U.S. you would see 30 medals and 10 of them would be gold. There are 86 events. We'll see how that holds up. 30 medals, 10 gold for the U.S., 86 events. Love to be in Vancouver right now. It looks so pretty. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you.
Hey, I said 30 medals. You didn't call in that night, but I said 30. We wrote it down and we taped it.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Americans.
Canada, 27.
Yeah, 27 is not a bad guess, because there's some people that thought maybe Canada will win more and there might really be a home shift there. But I agree with you. I think it's just a few off the pace of the Americans.
Right.
USA! USA! USA!
That's right.
Right. Okay. Now, let's cut out the BS and let's get straight to what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
First of all, men's hockey ain't going to be my guys. Ain't going to be your guys. It's going to be a bunch of vodka drinking show-offs.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
No,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn it in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think that it's going to be different when it comes to hockey. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I was watching some of the opening ceremonies last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl who sang El Canada, first of all, is from Montreal. Woo! And some people were complaining about the way she sang El Canada.
Oh.
Guess what? She was told to sing that way.
They didn't like her rendition. I liked her rendition.
So she's a jazz singer. You know about our famous jazz festival here in Montreal.
Yes.
She comes here every year. You know, performs on stage. She was told to sing like that, and you know whatever other people said. You know, they didn't like it. I mean, look, there was a famous singer. I mean, I don't know if you ever went to the Forum. There's a gentleman named Roger Doucet who used to sing "O Canada."
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of like changed certain words, and people loved it because he had the, pardon my language, the balls to do it.
Right.
You know, so like, I mean, in this case, I mean, Nikki Yanofsky, she's only like 16 years old, so she still doesn't know, but I thought the way she sang it, I thought, hey, it was like a jazzed up more like, not like, you know, not like one of these where we're in parliament, you know, we're in parliament or there's an official state visit version of O Canada. She sang it, and I thought it was cool. Okay, and to me, the opening ceremonies were just a wee bit too long for my liking.
But they're always long, Sam. If you watch the one in China, crazy long. They're all that way because it's their chance to gloat and put on a big show. And now everybody's going to try to top the Chinese. You had the mechanical failure.
Right.
I think there was pressure on Vancouver to just send it over the top,
right.
And that's what happened there. But that they're always long with all the countries marching in and the whole thing, yeah.
And if you saw Kevin in the Olympic flag, Bobby Orr, and one of the I was watching one of the Canadian broadcasters, and he said he still looks the same as he did when he played with the Bruins. And I'm looking like, yeah, well, his knees are shot up, but you know he still looks good, you know.
He had those, he did have those good boy, kind of blondish, reddish hair look. You know what? It's funny you bring up Bobby Orr because I asked my uncle one time who played for the Flyers. I asked him who was the toughest guy he ever faced, and he said the toughest guy, period. And there were a lot of tough guys in the league then in the 70s.
Sure.
He said Bobby Orr was the toughest guy. He said his slap shot, every single time he had to brace himself for something a little bit extra. Isn't that crazy? He said he was the best.
And the funny part is when you hear him being interviewed, he's like very
timid.
Like, yeah,
almost.
He almost sounds like put a collar on him and call him Father Robert. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
You know that's the way I look at. Oh, now let's just get into your politics. Last night, Julie and I, you know, we couldn't sleep for whatever reason. So we went to the video store, and we finally saw Charlie Wilson's War.
Great movie.
Excellent. And
yes.
I'm thinking, like, Congressman, will he have that much pull? Or did he, you know, from where I saw it, I don't know if it was a combination that he had, a lot of pull, or he promised people a lot of stuff. I don't know which way I looked at it.
He had a lot of pull with people who had money, because remember, he had to do it backhandedly.
Right.
He didn't do it through the front door, and that's what happened there. He knew some people who had connections, and he was able to work them, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, if he would have stayed in, you know, politics, do you think he would have been a good president?
Oh, they would have never elected him president with all the things, the ethical challenges to his background.
Then,
no way. Good
then,
time, Charlie. No.
No. And then when I told Julie he passed away like recently, she goes,
yeah.
No way. He goes, yeah.
Well, yeah, last week.
Yeah, last. Yeah, and then you know she recognized some of the actors and like this. I mean, he had so much, and plus the, you know, the time that he supposedly used drugs. It was like, gee, and as Julie and I bluntly said, we thought Canadian politics was fun. American politics makes Canadian politics look boring.
I don't know. I think you guys can sometimes give us a run for the money, but I agree. There, if we go back in the history, presidents on down, and look at some of the scandals and some of the things that have happened, and some of the, there's been some wild times in the young history of the United States. Absolutely.
Yeah, and also in a certain country in the Middle East, by the way, Steve says hi, and he also agrees with my choice that it's going to be the Russians. And
the Russians to win the hockey.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? Not everybody thinks that, though, because I was looking at some of the previews and some of the predictions from hockey writers.
Right.
And you actually have people that are predicting that Canada has a chance to win gold and Russia maybe silver and the Czechs to win the bronze.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think so, though. I agree. I think the Russians.
Yeah, and you know, let's watch out for the Swedes. And, well, Your hockey team, well, we won't talk about them. And now, unfortunately, I have Julie's daughter has a couple of friends who played for McGill's women's hockey team, and that there's a good possibility they're going to get rid of women's hockey. And Julie's daughter said, "Why?" I said, "Look, there are only two countries that are good at international women's hockey: us and the guys down the road, the States. Everyone else, if you notice." Because, you know, this is when, you know, we beat somebody 18-0 and you beat China like 12-2.
Right.
I mean, for us, it's like a glorified scrimmage, you know? So.
You know, here's the problem is you see what's happened with the Russians and the Russians have always been there.
Right.
And they've just gotten bigger and badder and faster,
right.
along with other players, the traditional guys from Canada, because you always think of the Canadians that way, and also from the northern part of the United States, the Minnesotas and the clubs that they have there and some of the college programs. But you look at the Finnish, you look at the Swedes, I mean, anymore, the pull is all over the map.
Right, and everyone's expecting Canada to win gold in a certain sport, which I found, which somebody on ESPN made an insulting remark about.
I didn't hear that. Oh, yeah.
Curling.
Oh, they should win curling.
What?
You should win curling. Don't you think Canada's, that's a shoo-in for the men to win that. And, like, probably, the U.S. would probably be up there, though, and Great Britain has an incredible curling team, supposedly.
Yeah, well, Greg, because in Scotland, it's also a big sport. So that means when you say Great Britain, I wouldn't be surprised if the team's from Scotland. So, you know, and anything's possible, and, you know, that's why they play the game.
That's right. That's why they play the game. It's in hockey, in the women's hockey, by the way, I think the Canadians win it, but I think that the Americans should medal somewhere in there, too. I've been trying to read up on that. From what I understand, both of those teams are really, really good. Thanks, Sam. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. How about the uniforms for these people, what they're wearing? I don't like the American teams.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
There's been some awful details that have started to leak out about the professor accused of those Friday shootings at the University of Alabama that three people were fatally shot to death. And she went to a shooting range with her husband, who I'm talking about is Amy Bishop, if you don't know the story. And go figure this. She's this Harvard-educated scientist. She's accused of, let's face it, flat out in cold blood, pulling a gun at a faculty meeting, pulling it out and shooting six people, three fatally. Two of the survivors are in critical condition, and that's the latest two on them. Now, the husband said, his name's James Anderson, he said he knew his wife had a gun but didn't know how she got it. You believe that or not? Here's what's weird, is there's a lot of things in her past that you would think would raise red flags, you know, and you look at the motives of this, and that's why I think the victims are questioning how she was hired at that school in the first place when she was involved in a couple of criminal investigations a couple of different times. In 1986, she shot and killed her 18-year-old brother with a shotgun at their home in Massachusetts. She told the cops that she'd been trying to learn how to use the gun that her father had bought for protection when it accidentally discharged. They released her and said it was tragic, and she was never, ever charged with anything related to it, but they're questioning the investigation and how it was handled, because she fired once into a wall before hitting her brother, then fired a third time into the ceiling. Then there were a couple of other things that were questioned, like a pipe bomb sent to one of her colleagues at a hospital, a children's hospital in Boston in 1993. The bomb luckily didn't go off and nobody was ever charged. So there's some very ominous things that don't really add up here. But I'm going to let you hear what the husband had to say when he talked to a reporter and see if you can get any insights into this nutball Amy Bishop. Here you go.
She's barely holding up. I'm caving in, to say at least. Nobody understands what happened. Nobody knows. I mean, I can't sit down and talk to her and ask her, you know, what happened, what went wrong, what broke. I have not gone out to find out who the victims were. I mean, I know these people. I'm sorry, I feel for all these people. It's like, I wish it never came to this. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, so. She was loved and respected by everybody in the scientific community and by her students. I don't know how many nursing students went through there, but they all liked her, they all loved her. That's the problem, is all these closed things have been, you know, brought back up.
All right. I think that it's fair for the people that have lost their loved ones to say, what were you thinking? Well, you know, at the university, were you guys not at all looking into her past? She's an associate professor, and she did some research that led to a cell incubator that's being developed to go to market by a private company that actually employs her husband. But I think you have a whole lot of questions and not a lot of answers when it comes to this Amy Bishop. Let's just hope they got the evidence to just nail her to the wall, which I believe they did. They do. And in Alabama, there is the whole death penalty thing. Let's go to Don in Wyoming here on America Tonight. Hey, Don.
Did you say nail her to the wall?
I think they should nail her to the wall, yeah.
I think they ought to put her on a firing squad and shoot her against the wall. But anyway.
But wait a second. Before we move on, can you imagine, Don, just imagine that. Like, you have a sibling or a nephew or whoever, and they've worked their way up, and there they are. They're on the faculty of this university, and they're just at a faculty meeting. She pulls the gun and shoots six people at the faculty meeting, and you get the call that, sadly, it was one of your relatives, and they're dead. I mean, I know things happen, but that's not something you're expecting, to get that kind of a phone call.
No, but, you know, it's... And you can die any time of the, every day of the year, you know, the week of the year, you can die, Kate. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, but gunned down?
Something like that. Being gunned down, you know. I mean, but, you know, we've talked before about living life to the fullest and being happy. And, you know, you just never know when your time's up. And there's really not much you can do about it most of the time if it's going to happen. But, hey, you know, I didn't buy her husband, by the way. So,
I didn't either. I don't buy what he's saying.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
He knows how the gal thinks and stuff. And, you know, now they're probably wondering, boy, did she shoot her brother on purpose? You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's obviously got the taste for it, so that would make it easier. They say once you shoot, murderers have said, you know, once they do it once, it's easy to do it, you know, second, third, fourth time. So, but I don't know. But anyway, Kate, hey, by the way, just a few things on the entertainment side. Did you go to the game at the Cowboys Stadium or?
No, I was invited, but I didn't want to go. I didn't go. I heard it was boring, to say the least, but there was a lot of people there, over 108,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, typical NBA All-Star games are. There's no defense. And,
yeah.
And, but I just was wondering if you were one of those wackos that was at that thing, 108,000. But I hear, you know, it's like, you know, from what I understand, you know, my buddy went to a game there this year when BYU and Oklahoma played at the beginning of the college season. And he said, you know, you sit there and you try to watch the game, but you just can't help but look up at the huge television, you know.
Of course.
The next thing you just like you're at home watching it, but you're with the crowd, you know, so. So I guess 108,000 people still probably, you know, I was kind of wondering, gee, I wonder how far the farthest seat away from the court is. Probably 100 yards, huh?
Oh, it's at least 100 yards, because I've been there for games, so it's probably about 100 yards, yeah.
So you go there, you pay the money just to be able to watch the big TV and scream with everybody, I guess. So, still snowing there, is it?
It's not snowing here, but it's snowing in other parts of the South. You saw Tennessee is brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder if that means it's the end of the drought there. So
probably.
Not enough water. So we. Anyway, though, hey, by the way, my mom got me to take her to see, we went and saw that Valentine's Day. That was a cute movie. I thought it was done real well, and, you know, for as many all-star actors that they had in it, and I know the critics don't like it, but what the heck do they know, right?
No, if like 50 million people went to see it, it was the biggest bang at the box office. I went to see Wolfman, the one with Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins.
Was it pretty spooky?
It was good. I thought it was pretty well done. I mean, it wasn't great. I wasn't blown away. I think you could wait till rental. You could get a rental of it and you would enjoy it. But it was good. It was done decently, yeah.
Yeah. I just heard it was supposed to be pretty spooky, so.
Didn't feel spooky to me.
Not to you. It's always your subject, though. So, you know,
that's but, right. Don't go by me, because scary movies, they just roll off my back. And that's
right,
been really
right.
Brutal.
Right. Anyway, I guess the, by the way, that, you know, the kind of the Olympics there, I'm starting to think people want to watch this stuff just to watch, you know, the agony of defeat. And did you see the American Biff on the moguls? You know, he took a pretty good spill. And
I did.
You know, and I guess there was an outcry for people wanted to watch, you know, everybody's the one on the Internet to watch that dude who spilled out and got killed on the lose track there.
Sad. They were saying, they told the networks not to show it anymore. They said, don't show it anymore. Don't show any parts of that. But, yeah, you can certainly go find it on the Internet, yeah.
Right. Anyway, though, all right, well, what was I going to tell you? Issues going on with Iran right now, I'll tell you. Don't want to budge because they need their oil. The Soviets want to keep selling them hardware and stuff, you know, and...
I think what's going to happen is that somebody even called the show and said this, and I agreed. Israel's going to take the ball and run with it. I just have that feeling because they don't want anything to do with it. They just want to end it. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you know, of course Saudis and everybody else over there is nervous because they don't want to turn it into a full-fledged war. And then you've got, and then of course on Iran right now there's a lot of dissent going on and. I guess good old Hillary sat there and called them a military dictatorship right now, the regime is the Islamic regime or whatever you want to call it has taken them over and there's really no democracy there right now. They're just, you know, throwing whoever says anything against the government in bed, and they're even executing them, you know, and so. You know, I mean, I guess here if you want to sit there and badmouth the government or you know, the United States, you know, you have that right, and they're going to put you in jail and shoot you or hang you, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And the sad thing about it, and then that's always been the hope, I guess, from our laid-back politicians is that, you know, because we go back and talk that ever since that revolution in 79, they have been the center point. You know, of all of the problems, I mean, there was never before, you know, they have, you know, it was pretty much just the Arabs versus the Israelis, but, you know, and that's where it stopped. But ever since this regime's been there, I mean, all of the attacks during Reagan and Bush and Clinton, you know, these are the guys that are funding it, you know.
Yeah,
and,
I agree. I mean,
these are the bad dudes, you know. Saddam was a bad dude himself. You know, but, I mean, these are the guys that are funding Hezbollah and Hamas and all these terrorist groups. And you know, why we just never went right at the center point in the first place, I don't know. I guess they've always thought that people would rise up and overthrow them or something like that.
Well,
but,
I think that's what they thought. And we saw that start to happen. Don, thanks. It's interesting that he brings up Iran, and he's right. It is the center point in Saudi Arabia's. Foreign Minister on Monday talked about doubts over the usefulness of more sanctions on Iran over the nuclear program, so they're trying to back them up.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Guys, and I'm not talking about the Olympics and the 2 gold medals and the 8 so far that the Americans have been able to capture, leading the medal count at this point very early in the games. I'm talking about on the battlefield, score 1 for the Americans and other forces that help them in capturing a top Taliban commander, Mullah Baradar. This is huge, 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 huge news. I wonder what kind of information, if any, they'll be able to extract from him. Certainly they won't be doing any waterboarding. Maybe good cop, bad cop? How do you get the information out these days? Anyway, seriously, this is a huge deal. He was captured in Pakistan in a joint op. It was the U.S. intelligence forces who were tracking this guy. Pakistani folks. And, I mean, this is number 2 guys, what they're saying. Number 2 behind Osama bin Laden and Mullah Muhammad Amar. Who's been in Pakistan's, custody for a couple of years. So he was picked up in Karachi, Pakistan in a raid, which is, has been great. I mean, I guess they were scoping him out. The intelligence led them to him. So the fact that this is a dude that is the head of the military council and was elevated after the death. Remember the military chief in 2006 that was killed? Well, he was elevated up the ranks even more. So Baradar is known to coordinate the movements, basically, of their operations through the south and southwest of Afghanistan. And if confirmed, though it seems it is, it's a major, major blow to the Taliban and a major coup, I think, especially to the Americans, but the Pakistanis and Afghanistan's folks as well. So do you think he's got information on where Osama bin Laden is? I would say he does. How about some applause for those U.S. intelligence folks who are always getting pounded to the core? Do the people in Minnesota have any applause left in them? Woo, we didn't get them the Red Bull. See, we needed to cough up the coin so we could get them the Red Bull so they would be able to react. But anyway, it's just, I can't say enough. The thing is, I want to know what, if anything, they will be able to get from him. And that's what I mean. Because he doesn't have to say anything, and there's a good chance that he will clam up. I mean, number two guy who knows where all the coordinates are, where all the people are, is he really going to blather on about them? But this is big. This is a big, big, big capture. And I guess they knew that this was happening, knew that he was captured last week, but they didn't want to make it public because they felt like it would hurt efforts in tracking other folks connected with the Taliban, and they were trying to keep the communication lines open, hoping that it would lead to other things. But, I mean, if the Taliban's claiming that he's free, I think, and they're saying they deny the rumor, he hasn't been arrested, but, and that it's just Western propaganda, but I think that this is a huge, huge, huge success, and like I said, score one for especially the Americans and the Pakistanis, because if you look at an operational map, and I was looking at a map today, because it says in your head, you know, you've got these forces on the ground, we're talking about them on America Tonight, and where's Kabul, where's Kandahar, where's this area that you're talking about, and to me, it always comes back to the same thing, the thing that so many people forget and don't talk about, where I tip my cap always to those guys in Vermont, Charlie and Ernie. They play the fireman song every day, and it's the search for Osama bin Laden. It's been so long, people, it kind of gets lost in the sauce. I don't know that everybody forgets, but it's always in the recesses of my mind. What if you could catch this guy, right? Well, now they've caught him. If they have caught, in fact, number two, we certainly know with all the torture conversation that they're going to be careful with the enhanced techniques, right? Because it would reinforce, that's what everyone's saying, it just reinforces the whole Taliban thing and the goals against the West and all that other stuff. Well, now the rules are different. After everything that happened, and the craziness about the waterboarding, which I don't get, because if you've got enemy combatants, if truly, truly you do, and these are people that killed Americans, almost 3,000 Americans, basically, how can you not try to extract information? You're not pulling nails off. You're not cutting limbs off. I won't even go in that direction. I don't want to get in that direction tonight. But let's just say if he's been in custody since last week and he's being interrogated, which he would be, by the PACs and by the U.S., and are we going to get anything from him? Is anything going to come out of this? Now, the Pakistanis, trust me, you think they won't torture? Guarantee. They would torture. Guarantee they would torture this guy. But there's no way the U.S., with everything that's been clamped down on, there's no way that any of those investigators will do it. So, you know, you've got this guy's absolutely prime, high-value detainee interrogation guy. And to have him slip into their hands is the best thing that I've read at all about Afghanistan or Pakistan or what's going on in the longest, longest time. All those efforts by all those voluntary military folks and what they've done and how they've had to lay it on the line, like what's happening in Afghanistan now, it couldn't be tougher. Every 3 hours, bombs are going off as they try to crawl across and basically go house to house to make nice with the people in that area and convince them that, hey, we're not here to do you any harm. You know, we're here to extend the olive branch and understand that we're trying to help you as the people of Afghanistan. But imagine the soldiers who are so worried about civilian deaths, because the death toll is starting to climb as a result of the heavy pressure on this offensive, like I said, literally going door to door. I mean, this is NATO strategy, and this operation is they're calling it a major, major, major test. I told you about the 12 the other day. Well, in the House, now they've got three more Afghan civilians that were also killed in that southern area of Maraha. And so you got the NATO guys in there, the Americans, and the population is pretty high. And these were three separate things that happened. It was two errant, and this is the bad thing, it was two errant U.S. missiles that hit a house the one time. And then in the other time, you had a couple of Taliban fighters that were trying to attack the approaching troops. And, of course, who are the shields? The Afghan people. So, unfortunately, they ignored shouts and hand signals to stop, and troops shot at one guy and killed them. And the shootings are unfortunate, because this is more getting crossfire between insurgents and NATO forces and civilians. But in this particular area, in this fourth day that could take weeks, probably a month, I think, the gunfire, the detonations, the planted bombs, is sparking a lot of fears, I think, that more people are gonna be caught in this fight, and which they are. There were some that luckily were able to get out of there before all this all happened, but there's others that ignored the warning. So, hey, you have the President Karzai jumping down everyone's back about the assault on this area and telling everyone to be careful about the people. And, you know, that's what they're trying to do. That's the whole idea of what McChrystal has done with the forces and their instructions. And with the two rockets that veered off course, they shut that rocket down. They're no longer firing them. They're still looking into what happened there. Now you have that one-on-one situation where you're looking into the people's eyes and they put up the hands, and then they try to reach for a weapon and it's a setup. Well, what are our soldiers supposed to do? But score one, like I said, for the good guys with the capture of this huge Taliban commander. Let's hope that it yields some useful information. If you have some useful information, send it to me through the email, americatonight.net. And remember, folks, always take the road less traveled. It's so much more interesting.